With the bulk of wildfire season on the horizon, officials in our region are working to minimize risks. And sometimes they're getting help from four-legged friends. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
It's a warm spring morning in Carson City, Nevada. Georgia Vasey, the city's natural resource specialist, is hiking up a trail in the western side of town.
This is the time when all of a sudden you're like, wow, Nevada's not just like brown, and dry. It's like looks kind of green like from a distance, but it's all the green up of all the grasses, and that's
from a distance. You can see the green hillside is painted in a swath of white that appears to be moving. As you get closer, before you can clearly see what's covering the hill, you clearly hear them. Up close, the sheep look like they're just happily chomping on grass. But Vasey says they're doing much more.
What happens after fires is that you'll get this like flush of fine fuels. Sheep graze the grass to hopefully like reduce those fine fuels.
The main one is cheatgrass. It's an invasive species that spreads quickly and is highly flammable, and these sheep aren't shy about eating it. Vasey says each one can eat about 5 pounds of hay a day. In all, there are 1,400 sheep in two flocks that mow down cheatgrass from sunrise to sunset over the course of a month and a half.
We're not going to prevent fires. This place will always burn. But what we can see is that areas that have been grazed and then we get a fire again, the intensity of the fires is much, much less, and they're much more manageable for the fire department.
Getting rid of grasses and brush that fuel wildfires is a critical part of managing western lands. Usually, it's done by a prescribed burn. But using livestock is becoming more common, especially in California. Along with flocks of sheep, herds of grazing goats and cattle are being moved across California to reduce wildfire threats. The state has experienced 6 of its 7 largest wildfires in the past 2 years. Back in Carson City, Vasey is creeping up quietly toward a flock.
Okay, let's get a little closer. They might get a little skittish.
Hundreds of ewes and lambs of varying sizes and shades of white are working their way up the hill. White fluffy guard dogs and herders roam alongside. This is the 16th year in a row that Carson City has used sheep to reduce wildfire risks. The program was sparked after the 2004 waterfall fire burned more than 8,000 acres and destroyed 18 homes in the area.
That was a really scary fire. There's obviously been many fires since then, but that one was probably like, I think, Carson City's most devastating fire that we have yet seen.
Years later, the entire West is in a mega drought and only getting drier. That's why Vasey says the fuel grazing sheep are more important than ever. But she says the city also keeps track of what stages the grasses are in and how much is eaten each year. In grazing, sometimes less is more.
If we're overdoing it, if it was overgrazed, and that would allow us to, pump the brakes and say, like, hey, this year, maybe you're going to have to avoid this area for the plants to have a little bit more time to regenerate.
The program comes at no cost to Carson City, which uses sheep from Borda Land and Sheep Company. The century-old ranch is owned by Ted Borda.
We give him land for him to be able to graze his animals, and then in the end, we get the benefit of getting this, free fuels management.
It's a partnership that Vasey says Carson City is especially thankful for as wildfire seasons grow longer and more intense due to climate change. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradle.